Well, good morning, or whenever you're listening to this. My devotion for today, April 1st, is titled Living This Day with Purpose. You know, how to fill our days with purpose is a question so many are asking themselves today in the midst of probably the worst health, well, absolutely the worst health crisis the world has seen in our lifetime. And perhaps the question's even more profound for those of us who know Jesus. We know there's an answer to fear. We know there's an answer to the crisis. We sense God is on the move in this, and we may be asking, how am I to respond, and what is my role? A friend of mine, actually my husband's cousin, John, suggested our role is to bring hope and comfort to others, and I completely agree. However, in order to bring hope and peace to others, we must first secure it in ourselves. So we look to Jesus. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus promised us his peace. And in Psalm 91, we've been reading this, we find a means of entering into that peace by dwelling in him. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Here we're encouraged to make our home in his presence. We find rest as we remember who he is, the Most High God, mighty in power, creator and ruler of the world. We're placing our trust in a God we know as Father. He's made a covenant with us to protect us and care for us as a loving Papa. He's left us promises, and he's given us the Holy Spirit to remind us of those promises. He's the Good Shepherd. Psalm 23, we know so well, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A shepherd watches over his sheep, and he takes them to a place where they can find rest and be refreshed in our soul, in our mind, in our emotions, in our will. He leads his sheep safely through dangerous terrain and gives them comfort so that fear does not scatter them. A good shepherd guides. My daughter Jessica shared with me this week that she and Kevin spent time on Monday praying over their roles and goals during this time of the corona crisis. What did God want them to learn, and what did he want them to do? Of course, I always want to copy a good idea, so I begin to ask the same question. In doing that, I realize that this is a vital activity for all of us. God created us to have purpose. In each season, that purpose takes on a different flavor. I believe my most pressing goal today is to secure my own peace by spending more time with the Lord in the Word and in personal prayer. I need to increase my faith by hearing the word. So listening to teachers I respect is vital, as well as self-preaching, declaring the word out loud to myself. And this week, God's been urging me to pray and intercede for specific people, as well as for our community, our country, and our world. And I may not feel worthy of such a call, yet this word in Hebrews gives me so much confidence. Hebrews 4:14-16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we possess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he didn't sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Holding firm to our faith, recognizing that Jesus understands that it can be weak, but he still invites us not to be ashamed, but to approach his throne of grace with confidence. And then we're going to find the mercy and grace we need to help us in this time. as well as obtaining direction as to how to pray not only for those we know, but for our land as well. We have this promise in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." So when I focus on what purpose God has for me right now, fear tends to take a back seat. Why? Because I'm busy. I have my marching orders and I no longer feel helpless or aimless. I'm part of the solution. So today we pray. We pray on the foundation of who God is and who we are in Christ. We pray with confidence, we pray with purpose, and we pray with expectation. God bless you. I love you. Till next time.